Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Whether it's paid or unpaid, whether it's for school or a project taken up in retirement, whether it is rewarding or just a paycheck, work is a big part of our lives. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that Americans, on average, all Americans, spend nearly 4 hours a day working, and that doesn't include all the labor for which people are not paid, like caring for family members, housework, or educational activities. The Baltimore Museum of Industry's new exhibit, opening tomorrow, is Why We Work. It asks visitors to reflect on the role of work in their lives. The exhibit is the product of a collaboration between students at MICA and Johns Hopkins University. Here to tell us about the process of designing the exhibit is Beth Maloney, Director of Interpretation at the Baltimore Museum of Industry. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Sheila.
And Jillian Waldo, a graduating senior from Hopkins who helped design the exhibit, is here too. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Beth, you taught a course last fall called Museum Lab, in which students focused on creating an interactive experience for museum visitors. Describe this exhibit. What can visitors see and do?
Well, let me talk a little bit about sort of the genesis of the course. Down at the Museum of Industry, I'm the Director of Interpretation, which means I oversee public programming and education. But I'm also really thinking about visitors and what visitors are doing in our galleries and on campus. And I'm also teaching through the program in Museums and Society at Johns Hopkins University. And that's a program, an interdisciplinary undergraduate program that asks students to think about the history and the role that museums can play in their communities and in society. So for me, coming up with this class, Museum Lab, was a way of combining my work done at the museum and my work with undergraduates. And I was really excited to bring together these two aspects of my own work to try to give the students a real-world, tangible experience of developing an exhibit down at the museum.
So what will people be able to do and see at the exhibit?
The exhibition has two main components. One component is a really large portrait wall of 32 photographs of working Baltimoreans, 16 historic photographs and 16 contemporary photographs of people working in Baltimore. So that's one really striking, arresting moment in the exhibition space. The other component is an interactive component where visitors can use sticker dots to answer questions related to their own work experience. There are three main questions in the gallery. One question is a simple question about your favorite time of the workday, and then the questions get more and more complicated. The second question asks visitors to describe their work in one word, and then they plot their answers on the wall. The third question asks them to explain a little bit, to explore what motivates them at work. And sort of through the course of plotting their answers to these questions with these multicolored stickers, they're creating this beautiful portrait of contemporary work experience today. So I would say, Sheila, it's a visitor-driven exhibition, so that the story we're telling is really coming from the guests who are entering the space and experiencing the space.
So how do people answer these questions?
When visitors enter the gallery, they have a choice to choose one sheet of three stickers in different colors that corresponds with the field of work that they identify most closely with. So things like healthcare, military government, cultural creative, we have several different categories. Once you choose a sheet, you can answer the three questions in the space using one sticker dot.
So people stick dots up on the wall next to the answer of that they
correct.
Want to give to that question.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they're plotting their answers on the wall.
And this project involves designers at MICA, Maryland Institute College of Art. Tell us about their involvement.
So last semester in the fall, I worked with my Hopkins students to develop the sort of stories and the content and the main themes of the space. And then we partnered with students in the class of Jeremy Hoffman, who's a MICA professor and a designer at Ashton Design, to come up with some designs that would best communicate what the Hopkins students wanted to share and wanted to tell. So from those design proposals, the Hopkins students chose three of sort of the best pieces that would really work to tell the story that they wanted to tell in the space.
Jillian, what was your role in this whole process?
So pretty much from beginning to end, me and the other students in the class were tasked with sourcing materials, going through the collections, finding archival photographs, and then also interacting with the collection staff and other stakeholders to develop the project. We had to develop an essential question about what we were interested in terms of contemporary work in Baltimore. And then we also reviewed the design concepts and ultimately combined two of them for the show.
So that wall of 32 workers, you helped choose those.
Yeah, we crowdsourced those images. There's the 16 contemporary images from one Baltimore-based photographer, but then the 16 historical images are taken from the Museum of Industry's collection as well as the Library of Congress, and we all work together to narrow down that field.
And you said the 16 contemporary ones are from one Baltimore photographer?
That's correct.
Photographer,
yes.
Who?
His name is Christopher Myers. He's based here in Baltimore. He does a lot of work commercially for Baltimore Style magazine, Baltimore Magazine, and he was incredibly generous in sort of opening up his own digital archive for us to look through and select images of people working today. That was something that the MICA students and the Hopkins students really wanted, was a mix of historic photographs, but also pictures of people working today here in Baltimore.
Jillian, why a mix? Why half historical, half contemporary?
Well, a lot of the spaces in the Museum of Industry are really historic object-centric, but they kind of lack a human presence. And so in this space, we really wanted to emotionally ground the space in human stories, but also kind of update it for the contemporary workforce. We felt that a lot of the galleries focused on the 20th century worker, and we wanted to make sure that we wanted to be as inclusive as possible in terms of who was represented and just capture a really broad profile of Baltimore workers historically and in contemporary life.
So tell me more about presented with all these choices of photos. What in particular made you choose the ones you chose?
Well, we wanted to have a broad swath of ages, different professions, white collar, blue collar. We even have a little girl from a berry farm in 1909. So I think that also gives kids kind of an in to the exhibit, because her portrait is on eye level with them, and kind of triggers a lot of questions about child labor and how labor is compensated. But yeah, we wanted to emphasize that there's a really diverse community in Baltimore and make sure that we're inclusive of all different kinds of professions.
Those kinds of questions about, say, child labor and the sort of morality of some labor, are they explored further in the exhibit? I mean, how do they come into play?
Yeah, in this particular exhibit, I would say that we're really sort of honing in on the experience of everyday people. So thinking about how each one of us is an expert in our own experience. And if we're talking about labor and work and asking visitors to weigh in and share their opinions, we're sort of elevating this idea of like a collective sense of what it means to work and what you get out of it. Certainly compensation and money, but also, do you feel acknowledged? Are you doing it because, you know, you're giving back to something? Are you motivated to work because of your values, or the security you might get with a job? Are you working for people? We spent a lot of time developing the questions that ended up on the walls. We tested them out with visitors to see what our visitors had to say when we asked them these questions in person. And so in some ways, I sort of feel like this project started in the classroom and then really sort of the circles widened down at the museum. We were talking with museum staff, talking with visitors, then working with the MICA community, the students, and Jeremy Hoffman. And then eventually, these last few months, working with you know, everyone on staff at the museum to try and kind of pull it all together. So for me, one thing about seeing all of these photos, you know, sort of as a collective is a lovely way also to sort of remind myself that this project was really the product of a huge number of people and the collective kind of pulling it all together.
That's Beth Maloney, Director of Interpretation for the Baltimore Museum of Industry, here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Also here, Jillian Waldo, graduating senior from Johns Hopkins University. We're talking about Why We Work, a new exhibit at the BMI that was curated by students from Hopkins and MICA. Beth, what skills does curating an exhibit require?
Wow. Well, certainly a lot of research into sort of the topic that you're exploring, but then an awareness of the importance of prototyping and testing something out and, you know, revisiting something after you've sort of fallen in love with it to see, you know, does this really have legs? Is it meaningful to your audience? Is it something that's going to resonate with people? And for me, a huge sign of success in an exhibition is if our visitors linger, if people take time. And I'm not necessarily talking about reading all of those labels, but if they're taking time to talk with each other, if they've seen something that's of interest, if it sparked something, a memory for them, then I feel like that's a real sign of success.
Jillian, what did you learn from this experience working on this exhibit from start to finish?
Oh, well, we like to joke that this course was like practicum with a capital P, because we really, from beginning to end, worked really hard to implement all of the design choices and our own historical research. There was a lot of transparency on Beth's part in terms of what it takes to put up and implement an exhibit. I think I learned how hard it is to engage visitors. I think sometimes when you're designing exhibits, you have an idea in mind of what you think a community wants, but it's really important to actually listen and get feedback in order to address those concerns properly.
What makes this exhibit unique?
Well, I think that for the Museum of Industry specifically, it's unique in that it was this the outcome of a class with so many stakeholders and student curators involved. That's for sure something that makes it unique. Also, it's an exhibition space that really is about visitors weighing in. So their answers to the questions on the wall are, in fact, the message of the gallery. There isn't like an overarching, you know, there's a curatorial statement, but that frames things. But really, it's the interaction of visitors that's the takeaway message. And I think that is pretty unique for an exhibition.
As a reporter, my ears prick up when I hear that you're asking questions. Are you planning to compile the answers you get? Are you going to, at the end of this exhibit, give us some sort of sense of how people think of why they work?
Well, you'll have to come down and see the show, Sheila, because, in fact, because the interface is about these rainbow-colored sticky dots, you really get a beautiful sort of picture of these data points, each visitor's dot on the wall. I'll be taking photos throughout the life of the show, but it'll be up for 11 months. So I can't wait to see how the space will change over time.
And along with the opening of Why We Work, the BMI Farmers Market kicks off its 10th season tomorrow. What can people see and do at the farmers market?
Well, we've got a lot of incredible vendors, some of our regulars, but also some new pop-up vendors. We'll have at least, you know, 25, 30 vendors there right by the water on our museum campus. The museum will also be completely free, so it's a great time to come down and see all of the exhibitions free of cost. And there'll be live music and snacks to eat. Again, this is a celebration of our 10th year of the farmers market in our neighborhood. So we'd love to see each and every one of your listeners down there tomorrow morning.
Well, I appreciate you telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Beth Maloney is Director of Interpretation for the Baltimore Museum of Industry. Jillian Waldo is a graduating senior from Johns Hopkins University. The exhibit, Why We Work, will be up through April 2019. At the On the Record page, we have a link to the Baltimore Museum of Industry site so you can find out more about Why We Work and the Farmers Market. Quick break now, and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.